T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Stewarty's Big Show. We're live in the Holtz Chevrolet studios. I'm Rami. There's Sparky, our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. Your chance to win $1,000 coming up at 4 o'clock here on the Big Show, then again at 5. Joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline is our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett. Seth, how are you this afternoon, my friend?
We look forward
to
this day.
Gary, if I knew, I would have baked a cake, baby. Happy birthday.
Gary doesn't have his headphones, and he didn't hear those beautiful sentiments that you just expressed.
He just wished you happy birthday and said he would have baked you a cake.
What did you say, Seth?
Well, you know,
go ahead.
Anytime people forget to put their headphones on, I say this. And those are the people I said were on steroids, and I'm never saying it again.
Come on back, Seth.
Good health, Gary. All my best, baby.
Yeah, thank you.
Seth, are the Brewers playing with house money right now? Travis Shaw said they're playing with house money after their win on Friday night. Would you agree with that?
At this point in the season, if you're in first place, it's not house money. At this point in the season, you're getting into a point where, regardless of what the front office does, you have a responsibility to just maintain the level of play that you've built for this type of season. There's still a long way to go. But don't get me wrong. There is a long way to go. But this team has played great, and it has been the story in baseball. They're not alone. You know, Arizona's part of this. Colorado's part of this. The Yankees and the Twins are also part of it. But what the Milwaukee Brewers will not get the publicity that the Chicago Cubs get for not winning, but they have just continued to impress.
Seth, when you talk about...
And do you notice this is the first year I'm a regular on the Big Show? So.
That's true.
You brought some good luck.
Yep. Oh,
that's
good.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, this is job security right here.
So the whole deal around here is whether or not they should go for it and try and get a Sonny Gray and give up a bunch of prospects, or whether or not not doing that would be a better option, see however it plays out, and keep your future intact. Which way do you side?
Well, you know, it depends on the price tag, and here's what I mean. I thought the Cubs gave up too much for Quintana. I don't like Quintana as much as I like Sonny Gray. I was just down in the Bay Area, and, you know, I was talking up Sonny Gray. Sonny Gray's been linked to the Rockies, ironically.
And the Yankees, haven't they?
I heard that, but I think the Yankees aren't doing anything. I think they're too – right now, first of all, they have 18 blown saves. San Francisco Giants set a record last year with like 38. Okay, they're halfway there. They're halfway there. So they have a lot of blown saves. They played a ridiculous series. They proved to me my point about Yankees-Red Sox. They played like 18 innings on Saturday and then had a doubleheader. All three games were on national television, and all three times I couldn't watch.
Wow.
I can't watch those two teams play. That is just – it is like literally watching paint dry. The Sonny Gray conversation, I don't think is connected to the Yankees. He's a better fit for Milwaukee, and I don't like him at Coors Field. So I like the idea. The problem is, if you're comparing the price tag, and I don't know what prospects David Stearns is willing to deal, but what I don't want to do is I don't want to mortgage something to get Sonny Gray here. The question is can you get Sonny Gray? Now, here's another name. I just want to throw another name at you who's being actively shopped, and that's Jeff Samardzija. Now, Samardzija is a guy with a huge pedigree. I mean, he's got history. He's a former Cub. He's a former football player. We know who he is.
Got good velocity?
He's got great velocity. His ball is flat. He's thrown like garbage. See, this is the thing that I'm having trouble with. I don't like it when what happens is when you're trading mediocrity, and that's what Jose Quintana is at this point. You know, in this particular season, he is mediocre. Now, they have him signed for 2 more years. The good thing about that is, you know, Arrieta and Lackey come off the books. So for the Cubs, it was I understand the deal. I still just don't like it. I just thought it was too much to give up for a guy who's inconsistent. Sonny Gray is more consistent than Jose Quintana. If you can get him, again, it's the price tag. And I don't necessarily, you know, I joked on Twitter a second ago, like, I don't know what all in means. all in to me is like literally giving up everything to get one guy. I don't think that's the case. And I also think that because it's a division or bust kind of situation, because remember, the Rockies have like a 7-game lead on the wild card. So there's really no wild card scenario. The Brewers don't need one guy to pitch one game. They will later in the playoffs, but they don't need it to get into the playoffs.
There we go.
Talking with Seth Everett, our Milwaukee, our national baseball insider here.
Yeah, put that national in there.
On the Wendy's Big Show.
We'll throw Milwaukee. I'll do everything on NBC Sports Radio. I'll say just Milwaukee all
night. Well, we saw what the price was for Quintana. Does the price for a Quintana-like pitcher, because even though you don't, I think most people put Sonny Gray, Chris Archer in the same class as a Quintana, and that's to say a guy who's younger, front-end starter, who still has a couple of years of contractual control. Does the price go up or down for a guy like that between now and the July 31st trade deadline? I got to think maybe it goes down, Seth, as fewer and fewer teams are contending, no?
No, I think it goes up just because I think there's going to be competition. I mean, the Cubs aren't done, first of all, so that's part of this. And, you know, there's other teams out there that are in the market. The fact that Colorado and Arizona are out there, and let's not discount the Dodgers, and don't forget the Houston Astros, because the Astros are not happy with what they're doing. Now, they've been linked to Samardzija. That's how I brought up the name, because I had heard him linked to the Astros. But the Astros are looking for a fourth starter. Mm. You know, it's obnoxious. It's very Yankee-like for the Astros to get Sonny Gray and put him as their four. What the Astros really need is Dallas Keuchel to be healthy, and they're off and running. The interesting part about it is that you have an opportunity to win a division. And then there's this other philosophy, and I want to bring this into the conversation because I listened to the station a little bit today. And here's the only thing I would take away. If the Cubs don't right their ship, and if the Cubs finish 5-under, which would be a massive collapse, okay, and I don't think that's happening, but let's just say it does, the Brewers are going to win the division, and they don't have Sonny Gray. So the idea here is, what is the ultimate goal? Is the ultimate goal to win the division, or is the ultimate goal to say that the minute we're a contender, we're going to play with the big boys as far as trades are concerned? Like, there has been so much talk in Milwaukee for the years that this team was flat. Well, Antanasio has said if they are good, he'll give us what we need.
Yep.
Okay, I've heard that. I heard that for years. All my argument is if they win 86 to 88 games, and that's good enough to win the Central, and you have Game 3 at Miller Park, will anybody care about whether Sonny Gray is here or not?
Nope. People will be there regardless.
No, they will. Let me ask you this.
When are you guys flying me out for the playoffs? That's the other question.
We'll send a car for you.
Yeah, we got it.
There we go.
We'll send a car. Yeah,
I got some
folks. What do you think about the job, though, Craig Counsell has done? There's not a whole lot of people talking about him as Coach of the Year.
Well, you know, it's funny. I promoted this last time I was on. I did that podcast with Craig Knievel, and he raved about Craig Counsell.
Yep.
Corey Knievel, sorry. The one thing that that he was quick to point out, and this was before we started even recording the podcast, was what Counsell has meant to the team, which it's very nice to see pitchers talk about that, because a lot of times pitchers are on an island out there. They don't usually praise the manager. You usually get the praise for the manager from the position players. It's the same thing like the chemistry debate. We discussed the chemistry last week, right, where if the shortstop and the second baseman hate each other and the second baseman is sleeping with the shortstop's wife, but they both know how to feel their position, or they're not going to turn the double play? Like, it's how do you quantify chemistry? And, you know, what Craig Counsell has done is he's shown the balance. And what he's done is he sacrificed what he's had to win games, because this is not a team that gets dominant pitching every night. This is not a team that gets dominant offense every night. It's finding the right combination to keep winning.
Talking with Seth Everett, our national baseball insider here on the Wendy's Big Show. Seth, you bring up chemistry and Craig Counsell and his impact on it. I was reading an article, and I wish I could remember where I had saved the link to it, where they talked with Theo Epstein and David Stearns and David Ross because of his impact on the chemistry in the Cubs locker room this year, and maybe the difference in that this year. And a lot of these young GMs, like Epstein, like Stearns, are trying now, they believe so strongly in chemistry in a clubhouse that they're trying now to find a way to quantify chemistry in order to get the best edge that they can get in terms of finding the right players for their team. Do you think that's a fruitless effort, or do you think that's something that one day we'll have a formula for chemistry?
Well, Well, it's like trying to figure out, you know, how to solve a Rubik's Cube.
Right.
You know, to me, it's this great thing. I understand it in football. I understand that if a quarterback, if a lineman believes in the quarterback, he will give his heart and soul, every muscle, every fiber of his being, to make sure that guy stays on 2 feet. Like, that is an inherent thing. There's only one intangible, and that's chemistry. The way I try to quantify chemistry, I told you my second base shortstop dilemma. Here's the other one. A hitter comes out, and, you know, we all talk about batting average. So let's just say, hypothetically, you know, person X is hit a 240 hitter. That means when he steps up to the plate this season, he gets a hit 24% of the time. Let's just say he had a great night. He hooked up with three women. Let's just say he got great news about his father in the hospital. Let's just, whatever the great news happens to be, he's in a great mood. Does that increase the probability from 24% to 31%? And coincidentally, if he's scuffling, if he got into an argument, if his wife's mad at him, whatever happens, you know, the day-to-day life of an athlete, it's regular life like anybody else. If you have that dilemma, does that take the 240 hitter and make it a 19% chance that he's going to get a hit? To me, that's the only way to quantify chemistry. And this idea that the chemistry in the psychological battle that goes on in a game of baseball is alive and well. What I try to say is, what's the difference if you like your teammates or not? Like, what about players who go to cities that they just don't like? You know, here's the argument. What if you put Matt Harvey in the heart of Texas? Would he care? Did you guys see, by the way, after the All-Star break, there was a rumor about the Astros making a play for Jacob DeGrom? Did you see his eyes light up?
No, I can imagine.
He was like, oh, really? I could go to Astros? Okay, please. Can I do that? And that's an argument, and that's a whole thing. I just think that when it comes to the psychological battle, each guy is a different animal. One thing about chemistry, another way to quantify chemistry, it's chemistry amongst coaches. The bullpen coach, ask Craig Counsell next time you guys have him on about the bullpen coach. There has to be a trust factor, because there are times when a manager will call for a player, for a pitcher, and he's either not ready or doesn't look right. That doesn't mean an injury. He's got no zip. He's got no motion. He looks awkward. He's not getting loose. Something. I need the bullpen coach to have complete trust, so that when the manager says, is Johnson ready? The answer is no, and it's not questioned.
That's Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider. Check out his podcast, the Hall of Justice podcast, as well as Sports with Friends, and his interview with Corey Knebel still up there at Sports with Friends. And every week, every Monday, right here on the Wendy's Big Show. And we always appreciate it, Seth. Thank you so much.
You got it, man. Happy birthday, bud.
Yeah, thanks, Seth. Appreciate it, buddy.
Take care, Seth.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.